What is fasting? And what is the true fast? And the answer to this question is a different question. The question is, what does Allah benefit from your hunger and your thirst? Does Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu benefit anything in you being hungry, you being thirsty? No, He does not. And when Allah legislated fasting, did He do it to punish you through hunger and thirst? Is this why Allah legislated fasting? No, He did not. And in the Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my people, O my worshippers, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, if the first of you and the last of you, وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, if all of you came together in one time, وَكَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ, and if all of you were as pious as the most pious person, meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered Adam alayhi salam, the first, and then He gathered the last person on Yawm al-Qiyam, and everybody in between, millions upon billions of people, Allah gathered all of them. And then not only the humans, even the jinn. Allah gathered the first jinn to the last jinn and brought all of them together in one single time. And if all of you were as pious as the most pious person, Allah said, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, this does not increase me in my mulk at all. This doesn't increase Allah in His perfection, in His kingdom, in His dominion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect and His mulk is complete. And anything which is perfect and complete cannot be added to. So if all of us here were as pious as the most pious person, it doesn't increase Allah. And if all of us, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person on Yawm al-Qiyamah, from the jinn and the humans, if all of us were as evil and as corrupt as the most corrupt person, it doesn't take anything away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows us that the real fast, the real essence of fasting is not your stomach. Rather, the real essence of fasting, it has to extend to your heart and to your soul and to your limbs and your eyes and what you look at, and your ears and what you listen to, and your hands what you touch, and your feet where you go. This is the real fasting. So if your Ramadan is that yesterday before Ramadan you were eating and your stomach was full, and today in Ramadan the only difference is your stomach is empty because you're not eating, but your heart is the same as inside, outside Ramadan, the heart is the same. And your eyes are looking at the same thing that looked at outside of Ramadan and inside of Ramadan. And your feet are taking you to the same places outside of Ramadan and inside of Ramadan. The only difference is, yesterday your stomach was full and today your stomach is empty. This is not fasting. And this is not the essence of fasting. And this is why the Salaf, they said, أَهْوَنُ الصِّيَامُ صِيَامُ الْبُطَنِ, that the most easiest fast is a fast of the stomach. This fasting of the stomach, even the children can do. In fact, even kuffar, there are many, many non-Muslims, and they fast 2 times a week for health. When we were younger in school, our RE teacher, he used to fast 1 day of Ramadan, just to share with the Muslims, he would also fast 1 day of Ramadan, i.e. the fasting of the stomach. So if your fast is just the fasting of your stomach, then the children and the kuffar are also doing this fasting. And this isn't the real fasting. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, whoever doesn't abandon false speech, وَلْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and acting upon the false speech, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٍ, then Allah has no need for this person to abandon his food and drink. If a person doesn't abandon lying and backbiting and slandering and gossiping about people and idle speech, and he doesn't abandon oppression and cheating and dishonesty, then does Allah really want you to abandon your food and drink? Because abandoning the food and drink is the most easiest thing that a person can do. There's a narration which is attributed to Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. This narration, this athar, it is attributed to Jabir ibn Abdullah. And he said, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ. He said, if you're going to fast, then let your eyes fast, and let your ears fast, and let your tongue fast. مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَآثِمِ. From lying and from sins. He said, وَدَعْعَنْكَ أَذَا الْجَارِ. When you are fasting, don't annoy your neighbor. Don't irritate your neighbor. So look, the essence of fasting is so much that when you are fasting, even you irritating your neighbor, you have to stay away from. He said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمَ فِطْرَكِ سَوَاءً. Don't make the day in which you are fasting and the day in which you are not fasting equal. وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينًا. If you are fasting, you should be calm and honorable and noble. Meaning even a non-Muslim, your colleague, your friend at school, he doesn't know you're fasting. But he should be able to tell a difference. He should be able to say that today my friend Ahmed, there's something different about him. His face is different, how he speaks is different, what he looks at is different. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something which is different. But you know that it's because you're fasting. And when you're fasting, it's not just your stomach, but it's your tongue and your eyes and your ears and your limbs and everything is fasting. So this is the real essence of fasting.